Congress is not really focusing on it yet, but behind the scenes, a number of federal agencies are beginning to grapple with the practicalities of dealing with climate change, particularly in the Arctic, where the average temperature has risen much faster than in the rest of the country. In much of Alaska, an average degree and a half above 1980s temperatures last year. A new report for the U.S. Navy is an example. APRN's Steve Heimel tells us more.
It's usually the Coast Guard that is thought of when it comes to shrinking sea ice, but it's the Navy that regularly sends nuclear-powered submarines under the ice. Earlier this month, the USS Connecticut popped up through 26-inch thick ice to rendezvous with the USS New Hampshire, which set up a research camp on the ice. The subs came from opposite directions, the New Hampshire through the Northwest Passage, the Connecticut up through the Bering Strait. According to a report by the National Research Council, climate warming should give the Navy plenty to be concerned about. It points to a lack of surface presence in the Arctic by the Navy and the lack of any infrastructure to support that presence. It urges the Navy to support the Coast Guard in pressing Congress to order the construction of new icebreakers. Both of the Coast Guard's heavy icebreakers are under repair, and only the lighter Healy is left in the fleet, and it is largely used for scientific missions. Senator Mark Begich could end up a key player in this effort. He's now chairman of the Commerce Subcommittee on Oceans. The icebreaker situation and his new chairmanship were touched on in a speech this month to the state legislature.
Alaska is ground zero for climate change. Your constituents are seeing it and feeling it every single day. Alaska is well positioned to influence the new challenges and opportunities in the changing Arctic.
Beyond the icebreakers, the National Research Council report has five more recommendations for the Navy, including more submarine presence, beefed up sea ice forecasting for navigation, more international partnerships, and ratification of the Law of the Sea Treaty, which is how any country establishes jurisdiction over the Arctic Ocean. And it calls on the Navy to do an assessment of coastal vulnerabilities in light of rising sea levels. It says not only is the ocean now rising at the very maximum rate forecast by the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, but storm intensity is rising as well.
One storm surge can do a whole lot more damage than a slow sea level change.
That's Gary Mitchum, the former director of the University of Hawaii Sea Level Center. He is probably the nation's top authority on how fast the ocean is rising. He was not a part of the NRC study, but he concurs with it.
I agree with that completely. I do believe that the largest impacts that we're going to see on human beings from possible climate change is not so much the direct sea level rise signal, but it's due to the change in weather.
Mitchum looks forward to improvements in computer modeling that he says will forecast storm surges with enough certainty to allow experts to write detailed response plans. They need probabilities in order to do that, and the modelers are only a few years away from being able to give it to them. It was not so long ago, he says, that we didn't even have the ability to say where sea level was, but now we do, thanks to accurate satellite altimeter readings that can be compared with tide gauge readings. That's the good news. The bad news is that those more accurate readings are telling us that the ocean is rising faster than we thought. The NRC report forecasts a rise of close to 3 feet by 2100. That's the way Mitchum sees it as well.
My own estimate is very, very close to that. I usually tell people something on the order of 1 meter by 2100 is the best we can do right now in terms of best guess.
That's enough of an ocean rise to affect about 9% of the land in 180 coastal cities in the United States, according to a new study from the University of Arizona. The NRC says the Navy should be prepared for more humanitarian assistance and disaster relief missions, and it needs to look at the vulnerability of its own bases around the country. Perhaps the most troubling aspect of the new science on sea level is where the high water is coming from. When the last IPCC report was written in 2007, it was assumed that the ocean was rising about 2 millimeters a year, and it was mostly due to expansion because it was warming. More accurate measurements show that it is rising about 3 millimeters a year, and a good half of that is due to the fact that glaciers are melting.
Now the 3 millimeters per year that we're talking about now, a much larger fraction of that appears to be coming from the ice sheets as opposed to the thermal expansion.
The glacial melt is confirmed by gravity measurements by satellite. It's coming from the Greenland and Antarctic ice caps. Whether you are the U.S. Navy or a regional emergency services planner, it's time to start including adaptation into coastal planning. In Anchorage, I'm Steve Heimel.